USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests continue in Portland, a Democratic-led House subcommittee is taking a look at things that can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus. The White House COVID-19 Task Force is appearing in front of that committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, with a question for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
President Trump on his way to Florida, leaving the White House a short time ago. The president saying he's looking into banning the social media app TikTok, which is out of China. There's a lot of privacy concerns regarding that app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
With the report on how our money was coming and going in June, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Americans' personal income falling a little more than expected in June, but personal spending took a slightly bigger jump than analysts had predicted. Personal income fell by 1.1% last month, when experts had forecast a 0.3% drop. Meanwhile, personal spending increased 5.6% when the analysts were expecting a 5.3% rise. People spent the most money on clothing and shoes, health care, and food services. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows also adding that Democrats left town without making any counteroffers to their proposals as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump is set to announce a merit-based immigration action plan based on the Supreme Court's ruling regarding DACA earlier this month. In his just over 3.5 years in office, President Trump has had a few wins and a few losses in court regarding immigration. John Hughes, a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley, he says immigration is an issue, though, that should be realistically bipartisan.
You know, we can have arguments about what's the right number of people to let into the country and what criteria we should choose. But again, this is another example where the left, I think, goes too far. They say things like, oh, borders themselves are immoral, or it's wrong or illegal, or even unconstitutional for law enforcement to try to enforce the immigration laws passed by Congress and try to detain and remove people in the country illegally. You know, the United States is a nation. And for its history, just like the history of other nations, we have borders and we, as a sovereign state, have the right to decide who gets to come in, who has to leave. I don't think there's any constitution, anything revolutionary about that. Instead, what the fight should be about is just a political debate over should we have more immigrants or less immigrants? Should we allow dreamers to stay or not? But the idea that you challenge the whole idea of immigration controls is, I think, the rejection of our constitutional history and even the idea that the United States is a nation state.